Pelka. As tensions with Iran continue simmering, U.S. officials say the Pentagon is proposing a military buildup in the Mideast. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Sources say the Pentagon this morning will present plans to the White House for sending up to 10,000 more American troops to the region. They say that's not due to any new threat from Iran, but would be aimed at shoring up defenses. The administration's given few details regarding what acting Pentagon Chief Patrick Shanahan has called credible intelligence about threats to U.S. interests. He said this week the firepower already deployed there is sending Iran a message.
This is about deterrence, not about war.
The officials say there's no final decision on a new deployment, and it's unclear if the White House would sign off on sending some or all the forces. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The president of India's opposition Congress party, Rahul Gandhi, said that he had lost his own parliament seat in a family borough in a northern state in the biggest upset of the election on Thursday. This as Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party claimed it won re-election with a commanding lead in the vote count. Here's Gandhi.
Frankly, today, it doesn't matter what I think went wrong. What matters is that the people of India have decided that Narendra Modi is going to be the Prime Minister. And as an Indian person, I fully respect that.
Political analysts see the polling as a massive vote of confidence in Modi's leadership. The popular but polarizing Hindu nationalist leader, whose blistering campaign successfully overcame concerns about a patchy economic record during his 5 years in office. A rare bipartisan commitment between the Trump administration and U.S. Congress to make a sweeping agreement on infrastructure dramatically collapsed on Wednesday. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan says it has successfully conducted a training launch of a ballistic missile capable of carrying both nuclear and conventional warheads up to 1,500 kilometers. A military spokesman says the medium-range rocket is a highly capable missile which fully meets Pakistan's strategic needs. The launch happened amid Pakistan's heightened military tensions with neighboring rival India. Observers say it is part of efforts Islamabad is making to keep pace with New Delhi's massive investments in military hardware and advancements. U.S. weather officials say a large and destructive tornado touched down in the Midwestern U.S. state of Missouri overnight. The Associated Press cites state public safety reports that at least three people were killed and many others injured. Car dealership employee Jared Lee inspects his inventory in the capital, Jefferson City. He interviewed with KMIZ-TV.
The glass is in the walls. The shards are in the walls. These cars were brand new hours ago, and now they're completely totaled.
The Jefferson City police say authorities plan to make door-to-door checks on residents on Thursday. Voters across the European Union headed to the polls to elect a new European Parliament, the outcome of which will shape policy and leadership of the EU Assembly and other Brussels institutions. Reuters' Megan Revel has more.
It's been a dramatic run-up featuring cinematic promos.
Together we can make a real difference.
Game shows.
Ebene si.
And milkshakes. From May 23rd to the 26th, voters across 28 countries will cast their ballots for 751 members of the European Parliament. The results will shape the bloc's policy for the next 5 years. So, what can we expect? In one word, fragmentation. Pollsters have predicted this to be a defining moment for nationalists and Eurosceptics, groups that question the inherent values of the Union itself. They're expected to emerge strengthened, splintering the pro-EU mainstream. For the first time in a generation, the main pro-EU groups in Parliament could lose their combined majority, forcing them to stretch wider to scrape together a coalition.
That was Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. Reuters reports the United Nations named an emergency Ebola response coordinator Thursday, creating a new position to boost efforts to contain a 10-month epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has killed more than 1,200 people. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.